You're listening to Leaders Portfolio, audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president, CEO, and owner of Capital Concierge, Linda Ellis. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Linda.
Thanks so much, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
Explain, first of all, what Capital Concierge provides.
Capital Concierge provides concierge services in commercial office properties, high-end residential properties, whether that's condominiums or apartments, hospitals, shopping malls. We're the customer service people. So wherever you need customer service, we're the people that you want to talk to.
And you joined Capital Concierge in 1998.
Yes.
And were there for a long time. You worked there a long time. And in 2007, at some point, you purchased the company. How
yes.
did that happen?
I actually came to Capital Concierge, didn't know how to spell concierge when I came. Mary Naylor, who was our founder, was looking for somebody to run Capital Concierge so she could start a new company called VIP Desk. And we just hit it off. It was a marriage I felt made in heaven. I think that she felt it was good. I came in, I learned the business, and came in as executive vice president. And in 18 months, I was made president. Subsequent to that, we did a lot to turn the company around, to make it more profitable, to do some of the things that I felt we needed to do. In the concurrently, Mary was looking at VIP Desk and starting that company. She moved VIP Desk to Alexandria shortly after I was made president. And there were three or four companies who courted us to purchase Capital, and it didn't pan out. And so I went to the board and I said, why don't I buy it? They thought that was a good idea. And this was in August. And I said, I want a 98.0 shop, and I will come back to you in a month and tell you if I can get my funding. And the rest was history. We closed on the 30th of November, 2007.
Wow. So that was right about the beginning of the financial crisis.
Yes.
September. So were you, before you closed, were you thinking, maybe I shouldn't close? Or no, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. Once I've made my mind up, I'm going to go
do
that.
It.
If there's a mountain, you climb it and you get over it. And so I was able to get the funding.
And you, and then once you kind of started this, how has the financial? I mean, because you sell specifically to the real estate market is very
yes.
hit, and I would imagine they're going to, you know, concierge is something people cut right away, because they think, you know, and this is interesting. I'm actually, as a lot of people think. Get rid of long-term services. It's about short-term survival. And then they lose
right.
long-term customers.
You're right.
Too.
We've actually done very well. Because if you think about it, if you have a real estate property or an ownership in a property, whether that's commercial or residential, if you're fighting the competition, you're going to increase your service, not take it away.
Mm-hmm.
So that amenity of the concierge is very important. And that dovetailed onto the fact that we do a great job is really important. If we weren't doing the kind of job that we do, if we weren't the number one, and there's a reason for that, we would have lost business. But our business grew last year, I'm very happy to say.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what was rocky about this whole, you know, kind of coming in with this economic climate or nothing? It was just owning a business that was a challenge.
It was rocky because a lot of our clients started looking at the bottom line. What are the costs that we're paying, and how much is that? And it was hard for us because our margins are very slim, and I have a person I've got to pay. And so in order for me to pay that person and with their benefits, et cetera, and so on, and to be able to make something, if the client was trying to reduce those fees, I still had that person there, mm-hmm. and they're not going to take a salary cut. So it was really hard, but we worked a lot with our clients and had very candid conversations with them about the service that they were providing, the person in back of that desk. You want somebody who's intelligent, who's smart, exercises good judgment, and knows how to handle the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so they realized that they can't cut that person out, but we had to work with them. And it was on an individual basis.
And so now that we're kind of coming out of this climate, what you grew last year, so what are your plans for the next few years?
One of the reasons I wanted to purchase Capital Concierge is I saw an opportunity to take the company national and worldwide, and that's what we're going to do. My former investors wanted to keep it centralized here in the DC network or market. I wanted to grow the company, so I see a lot of opportunity for us. Many of my CEO friends have said, well, Linda, you know, everybody else's business is scaling back. We're not. We're adding, and we will continue to do that. It's very easy to manage in the good times. You know what kind of manager you are when you're managing in the bad times. And I take very seriously. I have over 400 employees. My job is to ensure that they have a job. And that job's important to them. They feed their children with what they make from our company. So it's really important that as their advocate, as their supporter, that I make sure that they have opportunity. Because it's not just being a concierge. What can I do after I am a concierge? Can I be a concierge manager? Can I be a district manager? Mm-hmm. I've told our employees, you can be president of this company. My job is open for anybody who wants it. And I will help you get there. Because people need to have something bigger than them. They need to belong to something that's greater than just who they are. And so because our employees are separate, if you think about it in a commercial office lobby, we have one person. So that person works independently. So one of my greatest jobs is to how do I connect all of our people together and make them feel a part of something better, bigger than they are.
And will you look forward to the day when you get to fire yourself for president?
I actually will. Yes. So will my family.
Now, in 2009, you received the Smart CEO's Brava Women Business Achievement Award. What is your leadership philosophy?
You have to lead by example, and you never ask any of your employees, any people who are working with you or for you, to do something you're not willing to do yourself. And that's important. You have your my one job, the reason I get a paycheck twice a month is because they're doing their job. We have an inverted organizational chart at Capital. I'm at the bottom. The concierges are at the top. And my job is to support them. My leadership philosophy is if I want them to provide exemplary service, I must provide exemplary service to them.
Excellent. And do you have a customer call? Customer philosophy too?
Yes.
Similar.
I know anybody listening to this who knows me is going to say, oh no, she's not going to say that. I have the saying in Capital, you can't be half pregnant. You either are or you're not. You either provided the service or you didn't. I use the example of 95% is great in school, 99% is an A. Is it okay if I give you 99% of a haircut, 99% of your hamburger? Is it okay if I give you 99% of your pay? It's not. So how do you choose the customer to give 99% to? Doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes. We're human. Mm-hmm. But we will make that mistake correct. So we're very, very responsive. And I think that's one of the keys to the success of our business. If you need something, we're the ones that you call and we'll take care of it. And so if there's an error made, we will make that error correct.
What's the craziest concierge request you've ever gotten that you've heard about?
Oh, well, a couple. One that comes to mind is our clients are commercial developers and owners of properties. And one of our clients who's been with us for a year was invited to a party in New York that he could not attend. So he asked our concierge to find a goat and purchase the goat, escort the goat up to the party with a big ribbon around its neck with a note on the card that said, "Happy birthday, your old goat." So our concierge found the goat, found a place for it to live when it got up into New York, took pictures of the party, escorted the goat, and came back home.
That's great. And he probably was a hit.
It was a huge hit, and it was very, very fun.
That's great. That's a good answer. You probably have good Christmas dinner stories with
yes,
the family.
Yes, we do.
Because you have all these stories about things that happened, the ones you can tell people, right?
Yes, right.
But your background is sales and marketing of computer-based education and training products to pre-K through post-secondary education programs, correctional facilities, and welfare-to-work programs. So you did this for years. So do you consider yourself a sales and marketing person at heart, or were you kind of always waiting to get into kind of the management, executive leadership piece?
I believe that whatever you're doing, you're selling. I've been selling since Girl Scout cookies, and it's the service that you provide in whatever you're doing. So whether I go to the dentist and the dentist sells me on I need a root canal, mm-hmm. or I'm selling computer-based education and instruction because it's going to help children learn, or if I'm providing a concierge service, I'm doing the same thing, I'm providing service, and I'm making somebody else's life better.
Excellent, excellent. And as you've been kind of transitioning from being an employee to an employer, what do you now appreciate about being an employee? I mean, having been being an employer now, having been an employee?
I very much appreciate, as an employee, former employee, the people who have made a difference in my life, who have mentored me. And I've been extraordinarily gifted with people in my life who have made a difference. One of my mentors, I will never forget, I worked for him at three companies, and he said, Linda, you're getting paid to learn, so learn it well. Those lessons you carry with you. Mm-hmm. So when, as an employee, I always appreciated, and I think even more so now, the people who made a difference in my life and said, this is the way you want to do something, and here's why.
Now, we're speaking with Linda Ellis, President, CEO, and owner of Capital Concierge. And one of the philosophies that you practice at Capital Concierge is that you anticipate the client's needs before they think of it. And it's interesting because we talk about this here at Leaders Portfolio and some of our production team, and that's running a production. It's the exact same thing, is you have to know what's going to happen before it happens.
Right.
So that's a philosophy that you've – did you instill that, or did it exist when you were employee at Capital Concierge before owning it?
I think that that's something that I instilled a lot in. It was there, but it was something I really focus on. Because as a customer, if I'm asking for a service, I want you to understand what my need is. It isn't about you. It's about me. So I try to help our employees understand it's not about us. We're not the customer. So we need to anticipate and understand what the customer wants. And I think it comes from years ago when I was VP of sales, and I had a number of salespeople reporting to me. One of the keystones that I used to say, shut up and listen. Your customer will tell you anything you need to know, want to know, mm-hmm. in order to close that business, but you have to shut up. And you have to listen actively. And that's what I try to tell our concierges. If you get to know your customer, you're going to anticipate what they want, what they're thinking, and you will be golden. And that's why 100% of our business is referral. We don't advertise, we don't outmarket, and yet we're continuing to grow.
Interesting, interesting. We're speaking with Linda Ellis, President, CEO, and owner of Capital Concierge. And so as you grow into these other markets, and worldwide, do you have thoughts for what markets it'll work best in because of certain things that have led your success here?
I think, yes, we're putting our toe in a couple of waters right now, and it's based on what the real estate market is, both commercial and residential, where we feel the community is service-oriented, if you will. And it also has to have some demographics that can support what it is that we do. And we're new. It's like when Mary started our business, Mary Naylor, who was our founder, it didn't exist before she started it. So we're going into virgin markets and trying to educate the people. This is why you want a concierge service. This is how it can make a difference. And this is the return on the investment of having that amenity there.
You're going to be traveling a lot.
Yes.
Right?
I am.
And you have a family, you mentioned.
I do. I have a daughter and two granddaughters, so it's a little different now, but I traveled a lot in my former life. My last year, I put 264,000 miles within the U.S. on this body, and I just said, I'm done. And that's why it was wonderful to talk to Mary and come to Capital Concierge, because I could metro or drive to work.
Be in one place.
Yes,
but then
exactly.
You picked the market with the most amount of traffic in the whole country.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was not a good choice.
Coming from New York, I have to say I was shocked coming down here with.
Well, I lived in Tokyo for 9 years, so okay. That's my frame of reference, and DC hasn't gotten that bad yet.
Well, thank you. I want to say thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
The president, CEO, and owner of Capital Concierge, Linda Ellis, and of course her bio, a link to Capital Concierge, and this audiocast will all be available at leadersportfolio.com. It's leadersportfolio.com, and you can listen to this whole interview again, or many dozens of other CEO interviews if you want to learn. Maybe you're growing your company at a certain stage and they're doing exactly what you need to know. Find out about it. And that's our goal, is to provide that for you here on Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank our sponsors of Leaders Portfolio. We appreciate them very much. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Feltman featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. We appreciate you and thank you for caring about leadership in the D.C. area. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. Up next, Harley Stanfield was ranked number 3 on the Inc. 500 list. We'll be talking to them next.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.